have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Respond to Heaven's Heartbeat. We're going to look in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, the 56th through the 61st verses, and this is Solomon blessing the people. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given us rest, according to all that he has promised. There is not failed one word of all his good promise, which he's promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, we commanded our fathers. And let these words, wherewith I've made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, Israel, at all times as the matter requires, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as it is this day." See, it says that the prayer was for God to incline the hearts unto him. And what that is saying is that let God do all the bending so that he can lead your heart straight into his heart. So when we respond to heaven's heartbeat, that means we need to stay in a place where we can learn the unforced rhythm of God's grace. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing, not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Respond to Heaven's Heartbeat. Want to stay in a place where you can learn the unforced rhythm of God's grace, which means you're allowing God to incline your heart unto him. And then you're also walking in obedience. So then your EKG report will come back with an irregular heartbeat. We're going to continue in Psalm 78, and we're going to begin with the 37th verse. And it says, "Their hearts were not right nor sincere with him, neither were they faithful and steadfast in his covenant. How often they defied and rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. And time they turned back and tempted God, provoking and incensing the Holy One of Israel, faithful and steadfast in his covenant." Verse 42, "They remembered not seriously the miracles of the working of his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy." Verse 56, "Yet they tempted and provoked and rebelled against the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies." Now, this was in a place where God was showing himself strong. There were back-to-back miracles, and yet their heart was not perfect with the Lord. They did not allow God to bend their heart. But what happens when you get the revelation that God needs to have your heart in His hand, then He can reign in your life in every area. On our program today, you enjoy the music of Judah Early. Now let's welcome him as he sings, He Reigns.
When spirit-filled believers come together, that collective worship should be undefinable, inexplicable, an experience beyond our expectations. When we come to worship our King.
Worship and reverence our King, we enter His presence and bask in His glory.
Oh, The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Respond to Heaven's Heartbeat. You want to stay in a place where you can learn the unforced rhythm of God's grace. That means you're allowing Him to incline your heart unto Him, and you are being obedient to everything that He says because you desire it. We're going to look at this. That you want to hold the capacity to reach the finish line. In Psalm 119th division, in the 31st through the 33rd verses, reads, I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. That means that you're going to reach the finish line because your heart holds the capacity to receive God's heart. That means He can enlarge your heart so you can see exactly what He sees and not miss a heartbeat. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Please plan to stay tuned for the conclusion of our program today.
I was just standing there basking in the sun, and all of a sudden I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.